Hey guys, welcome to Tuesday's Bible study on Ephesians chapter 1. And we're in a new book this week, as you know, and we're going to go straight through Ephesians over the next 6 weekdays. This is a six-chapter book, just a few pages long. I want to give you a little bit of background. So Paul presumably wrote this another book while in prison in Rome around 60 AD. He wrote it to Christians as his audience. And again, this is about 30 years post-resurrection of Jesus. So Ephesus is where the Ephesians lived. And it's another city in modern-day Turkey, just as we talked that Colossae was. And it was a thriving city. It was a trade route center of that part of the world. And because of that, a lot of people from a lot of different areas ended up in Ephesus. Now, we're talking a little different brand of teaching here that the Greeks were hearing in Ephesus that they were used to, because Greeks saw things like humility, gentleness, and selflessness as negative characteristics. So this is far from the message of Christ. So one thing I want to point out as you read chapter 1 today, and I could make several podcasts or a very long new and 22 today on this, but we are introduced to, maybe not introduced because we've read it before and we just haven't talked about it, a very disputed theological concept. I want to read verses 4-6 to you. This is Paul speaking. He says, "For he," that's God, "chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." Now that's pretty wordy, isn't it? But there's a word there, predestined. And so if you think about destination, that's where we end up. Pre meaning before. There is a theological concept. It's also called divine election, in case you're interested. So the premise of predestination is that God foreknew, which God knows everything. You know, I think we can all agree on that. But he also chose those who would be saved even before we were born. So, in short, people who are called Calvinists, and it goes far deeper than this, but Calvinists believe in predestination, that these verses, there's other verses in Romans and other books that point to predestination. They believe that God chose us. And then there's Arminianism. Okay, and Arminianism asserts that we choose God, that we just through our free will choose God. Now, this discussion and these two different stances have caused many divisions in denominations and churches within churches, and admittedly, the further I look into each of these views, the more questions arise in my mind. It's very, very, very complicated and a deep theological implication. And, you know, I remember one of my systematic theology books from seminary has page after page, and I went back and was just recently reading about this, and the writer of this is I don't know if I would call him a full Calvinist, but he teaches from the Calvinist view of predestination or divine election. And everything that is answered for me brings up another question in my mind. So instead of us going off and spending the next 3 months talking about this, this is something I want to encourage you to look into in Bible resources, study Bibles, and of course, Scripture seems in many places to show I could make an argument for both views on this. I mean, there's several verses about predestination. There are a lot of verses about free will and choosing to follow Christ. And so it's complicated, but here's what I want to land on with you today. Either way, we belong to Christ, and for that, we should be so thankful. Christ has accepted us, and there is no greater thing to find joy in today than the fact that whether you were predestined or it was completely what we would call free will, and everyone has the same exact level of free will, God loves you. God has allowed you to be called His child. He has forgiven you, and you are His. Now, does Calvinism or predestination, does that negate the fact that we shouldn't be witnessing or should be witnessing? No, it doesn't negate the fact that we should be going out and telling others about Christ. Absolutely not. So just wanted to touch on that with you today, and then just look at how thankful Paul is the last half of this chapter. So what points out, what stands out to you today as you read? And let's continue on in chapter 2 tomorrow.